And how did Jesus pay for mankind? With what? With his blood, right? The Bible says in Acts 20, verse 28, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. So the way he paid for our salvation is by shedding his blood for us, okay? And in fact, look at verse 14 of Ephesians 1. It says, which is the earnest of our inheritance, referring to the Holy Spirit, until the redemption of the what? Purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. So the Bible over and over again, you see this in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, you know, we're bought with the price. The Bible says that we're purchased, we're bought, right? He's purchased us with his blood. Our bodies are not our own. They have been purchased by God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We see that over and over again. So according to this, God purchased us with his blood. I know I'm reiterating that, but there's a reason why. He's purchasing us, or he has purchased us, with his blood. But let me say this, he's purchased everyone else as well. He's purchased everyone in this world with his blood. No, it's limited to only a certain segment of the population, and that is the elect. No, he actually has shed his blood for everyone. Amen. No, it's only for the elect. Okay, then let me ask you this, O Calvinist, are false prophets saved? Well, of course not. Just look at me. A false prophet saved? No. Okay, then why does the Bible say this? There are false prophets also among the brethren, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord God that bought them. Huh. Oh, man. That's King James, though. Folks, it didn't say something to purchase them. Put purchase there if you want. It still says the same thing. So according to the Bible, false prophets were even bought by God. Yeah. Why? Because they didn't start off as false prophets. Yeah, right. They started off as regular human beings who eventually denied Jesus Christ. They rejected Jesus Christ and therefore became false prophets. And you see that in 2 Peter chapter number 2. But the Bible says that the Lord bought them. Well, how does the Lord buy people? With his own blood. Which debunks this whole thing that there's limited atonement of blood. No, the blood was shed for the entire world. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.